Hare Krishna. I have a sort of lengthy question here from a Shashwata Das, and basically he's asking about how to explain to people when you're preaching that the sun is closer to the earth than the moon, when modern technology says to the opposite, or how there's a invisible planet like Rahu. And he says he wrote to devotees in BI and didn't find he got a satisfactory answer, that Krishna will reveal it to us, and how will this also be manifest in our Vedic planetarium. So I'm not an expert on this field, so I won't get into discussing it in detail, but rather the members of the BI, and I know they used to have long talks with Sariputta Prabhu. They have a very clear explanation for all of these things, and have good modeling for how this will actually be shown in the Vedic planetarium. Whether they have time or energy to answer everyone's inquiry is something else. But it's certainly happening and going on. So that's, for me, not a problem anyway. My approach to this is sort of a little different than getting into the technicalities. I don't really like to get into technicalities of things that I haven't personally researched myself or been directly taught in, and I'm not an expert on cosmology. However, I never found it to be a problem in terms of preaching. So in terms of preaching to people about the validity of Srimad Bhagavatam and the statements of Srimad Bhagavatam, it isn't simply statements of the fifth canto that stand out and require faith and a real open mind in order to accept. When we find many statements of Bhagavatam of Krishna's having 16,108 wives, that he has a whole a city and the ocean, that Maharaj Ugrasen, which is a fixed dimension, and in it Maharaj Ugrasen has quadrillions of soldiers, fights that take place between demons of huge proportions, that change their shapes and transform themselves from one way to another. Elephants holding up the universe. There's a lot of things aside from just the moon being more distant than the sun that really require faith in Srimad Bhagavatam. In fact, even, for instance, one of my favorite points, which you've heard me say before, is the Brahma Samhita statement on Dantarasta Paramanu Chayantarasta, how Krishna is within, or rather, yes, Krishna is within every atom, and yet within this universe, all of the universe, along with every atom, is within Krishna, which means that everything is in every atom. It's inconceivable, and that's what we really come down to. Is that part of our duty as preachers is to establish the fact that we are conditioned living entities, and that reality, the absolute reality, and even the material world that we live in may be inconceivable to us. To start off with this idea that we puny little humans are actually able to understand everything is an assumption. It's based on faith. But the other assumption is that you can't, because you don't have the instruments, and our perception is such. So when we use this phrase, a conditioned soul, it means that we're conditioned to certain perception, to certain limitations by the world around us. For instance, that we see everything in three dimensions. But if everything isn't in three dimensions, but it's 4, 5, 6, 10, 20, 100 unlimited dimensions, then we really don't get a perspective of things as they are. And it's this type of sort of basic logic that requires preaching. Prabhupada talks about in Chaitanya Charitamrita, logic and reason. The fact that invisible planets exist, it's not unbelievable. Astrophysicists will accept, not accept, they're the ones who say that 90% of the universe's mass is not accounted for. It's invisible. You add together all the planets and suns and the celestial bodies, and you only get 10% of the mass, gravitational mass that exists within the universe. Where is the rest of it? It's invisible. So why couldn't Rahu be one of those invisibles? It's not evidence, but it gives logic and reason to point at something, that there are things beyond our perception. And that's a more important thing to accept, because there are so many things in not just Srimad Bhagavatam, but especially in the Puranas and Vedic literature that require that type of faith. And that is actually what preaching is all about. Preaching is about giving faith. It's not about proving things. Just like you're not going to prove the existence of God to anyone, you give faith to people that God exists, that something exists that they can't immediately prove, and give them the instruments by which, in due course of time, when they become spiritually advanced, then they'll see God face to face. But until then, we're not proving anything, but rather we're giving people instruments by which they can actually see things. And that's exactly what science does also. It doesn't prove things. It gives you instruments, it gives you information, a hypothesis, and an experiment whereby you can prove things for yourself. Otherwise, you just have to accept what someone else said that they proved before. But Krishna also says, Bahavogyana tapasaputramad bhavamagata. Yes, many people in the past have attained love for me. So you want to walk their path, then follow that. So in my preaching, I've never encountered much difficulty in trying to prove to people that the moon is more distant than the sun. Although my understanding is that the topic here is the distance of the orbit, which may be closer while still the distance of the planets themselves may be further. And I believe that this will be very nicely represented in the Vedic Planetarium, which has really put a phenomenal amount of research, energy, time into showing in a physical model how such things are actually possible. As much as you can show things to conditioned souls, because once again, whether you make a model of the inconceivable reality, ultimately our conditioning still restricts us to what it is that we're able to understand of things that are beyond our grasp. So Srila Prabhupada liked to quote Jiva Goswami saying that if you want to accept God, you're going to have to accept His inconceivable nature, and also the fact that His potencies, including this creation, are also inconceivable. And that's part of our preaching, and part of our preaching is to actually get people to accept that, and then this, amongst many other topics that they'll come across, will then be digestible for them and acceptable for them. And accepting that, why should we take a proud, arrogant stand that we are even capable of understanding everything? And that what are the information that our senses tells us is actually the truth, as opposed to what the information and the senses of liberated souls tell us is actually the truth. These are arguments that are more fundamental, more important to establish. And establishing this, then you can build so many other things on top of this, which helps us to take people along and deal with the many things that they come across in scriptures, which contradicts their own sensory perception and the sensory perception of scientists. And that's it for today, and let's see what we end up putting on the podcast for tomorrow, because tomorrow is Rath Yatra here in Budapest, and the weather is really going to be very, very hot. Hare Krishna.